You're listening to Vatican Radio. Pope Francis has pledged to donate about $500,000 to support church-run education, healthcare and agricultural projects in South Sudan. At a press conference in the Vatican on Wednesday, Cardinal Peter Turkson, head of the Office for Integral Human Development, gave details of those humanitarian projects run by Caritas and by missionaries from different religious institutes. He also outlined numerous initiatives that the Holy See has taken to stop the war which flared across the country in 2013. Pope Francis may have postponed his planned visit to war-torn South Sudan, but he's clearly more determined than ever to raise awareness about the need to support those suffering from conflict and starvation. Over half the population doesn't have enough food to eat. 1.5 million people have fled their homes and are internally displaced. Thousands are suffering from a cholera epidemic, and untold others are victims of killings, rape and other violent crimes. But beyond the statistics of this largely forgotten war, it's vital to remember the individual victims. That's why aid workers have started a Twitter campaign using the hashtag South Sudan We Care. Among those speaking at the Vatican press conference was Sister Judith Pereira Rico from Solidarity with South Sudan, an organization founded by male and female religious congregations over a decade ago.
We don't talk about numbers, we talk about individuals, someone who is suffering. And we would like to propose as organizations, but it's not our own proposal, for young people and for everybody, we want to spread the hashtag South Sudan We Care. And any time that a young man or woman in South Sudan will click this hashtag, we'll know how many people are writing it, spreading it, and how many people are caring for South Sudan. It's like a moral support. And this is very important.
Part of the Pope's donation will go to support a college in Yambio run by Solidarity with South Sudan to train teachers, nurses, midwives, farmers and community leaders. As well as learning vital job skills, the students from many different ethnic groups learn about the values of diversity and collaboration, an important sign of hope for the country which gained independence in 2011. Other beneficiaries of the initiative entitled The Pope for South Sudan include two hospitals run by Comboni missionaries and an agricultural project run by Caritas to provide livelihoods for 2,500 families in the diocese of Yei, Yambio and Torit. Michel Roy, Secretary General of Caritas Internationalis, told journalists that while peace must be the priority for South Sudan, the international community must also do more to save lives of those dying from hunger and disease.
The United Nations have launched appeals, especially for South Sudan. Right now it is half funded only, and when we know what the situation is like, there's a real need for the international community to engage more, much more, and so we have to wake them up on such a press conference. This conflict cannot just be a forgotten conflict like so many others. Darfur, which is just north, is now 13 years in war, and who speaks about Darfur? So South Sudan should not become another Darfur.
Asked about Vatican initiatives to try and stop the fighting, Cardinal Peter Turkson said he had been personally involved in two mediation efforts to bring together warring leaders, President Salva Kiir and his former deputy, Riek Machar. Amid concerns that the conflict was spreading across the region, the nuncio in Kenya also met with Machar last December to urge the parties to come to the negotiating table. So far, these attempts have failed to bring peace, but Cardinal Turkson stressed the Holy See continues to do all it can to stop the fighting in South Sudan. That's a key condition before a planned visit to the region by the Pope and by Anglican Archbishop of Canterbury Justin Welby can take place. While they had hoped to travel together and endorse the peace efforts of all Christians in the region, that trip has been postponed until at least 2018. I'm Philippa Hitchin.